Being straight on Gay Pride Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. My wife and I went to the Pride Parade in Seattle on Sunday. Not that we're pretending to be activists, we just happened to be passing by on the way to a show. But I couldn't help noticing that the sidewalks were packed with non-activists like us. And the floats didn't just include gay pride groups, but major banks and giant tech corporations. A lot of people were obviously there to show support after Orlando, but it's also obvious that this is now a mainstream event. There's only one guy holding up a sign that said repent. I even volunteered for the sex survey they were taking, but when they found out I was a white male who identified as a white male, they said thank you so much, and that would be the only question I needed to answer. It was kind of a come down to realize I was too dull even for science. But the whole vibe seemed very friendly. And then I get home and I read that in San Francisco, there have been complaints that the parade is now too straight, white, and corporate, to quote the headline in The Guardian. Apparently, there are groups who are tired of straight people showing up trying to prove they're queer-friendly, and I realized they're probably talking about me. So maybe I'll just watch on TV. In my defense, though, to appreciate diversity, there has to be something to diverge from, and that's the role people like me play. By the way, my favorite part of the parade was the young woman holding a rainbow flag and a handwritten sign that said, "You can pee next to me." I doubt that I'll take her up on it, but I thought it was very kind of her to be so open-minded. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.